Good evening, and welcome to Late Night with Willie. We appreciate you being here this evening. What a day it's been. It's just been announced here in the last few hours that the United States has sent 59 missiles from U.S. warships into Syria. We launched missiles at a Syrian base after the world saw Syria use chemical weapons against its own, against their own people, and in a fairly large humanitarian crisis. Over 100 Syrians have died, and with Bashar Assad thumbing his nose at any of the UN sanctions and any of the international agreements against these kinds of weapons. President Donald Trump acted unilaterally in doing something to at least let the Assad regime understand that this sort of behavior will not be tolerated, at least by the United States. The president and Rex Tillerson and General Mattis have asked the rest of the region and the world, indeed, to come alongside, but in doing it differently than both George Bush and Barack Obama. The United States acted unilaterally in this before building a coalition. Both Bush and Obama built coalitions first before there were any action. As far as we can tell at this point, there are no coalitions. As far as we can tell, the United States has acted unilaterally in the bombing of this airbase. Let's see if we can get a word from the president about the action that he took. Hang on just a second here. But it's going to be very, very interesting. And the video is up now. Here we go.
Good evening. We're coming on the air because U.S. military forces have just waged a launch of cruise missiles, an attack on Syria, hitting back at the Assad regime after that horrific chemical attack on children and deepening America's involvement in Syria's bloody six-year civil war. We expect to hear from the president shortly. He's at his estate in Florida, but we understand it was a cruise missile attack against an airfield in Syria. Chief White House correspondent Hallie Jackson is standing by. Hallie, what are you hearing from there?
A significant moment, Lester, for President Donald Trump. A strike, as you mentioned, against an airfield in Syria. No known casualties at this point, although we are still waiting to get more information as it's coming in now. The president, of course, moving forward on this as he is here in Palm Beach at Mar-a-Lago. He just wrapped up the first day of a summit with the Chinese leader as he holds this kind of crash course in crisis management here. We understand that there has not been an official good night yet. What that means is that we may yet hear from the president about this latest strike, Lester.
All right, Hallie, thank you. What we have here, at least 50 cruise missiles fired at an airfield, the Asharat military airfield. This is believed to be the same base that launched the airplane that dropped the chemical weapon that injured and killed so many civilians. Richard Engel is standing by now, right now. Richard, you have, you're a veteran of these sorts of things, over 50 cruise missiles. What's the, characterize this for us, if you will?
This was a fairly limited strike. It was very specific. What we saw was these cruise missiles, Tomahawk cruise missiles, more than 50 fired from the Eastern Mediterranean on the same base that was used, according to the U.S. military, to launch the chemical attack, a symbolic attack not likely to impact the regime.
Richard Engel, thanks. There's continuing coverage on MSNBC. We'll be back on the air as events warrant. For now, I'm Lester Holt, NBC News, Los Angeles.
Okay, so it is interesting that this this cruise missile attack is being characterized as a symbolic attack. I think that's interesting that it's being characterized as symbolic, with only 59, I guess, what the, is a number of missiles at a at this very specific military base. So are we going to hear the rhetoric? And I believe that we'll still hear the rhetoric tomorrow, as the day wears on, that of course Trump is going to attack brown people. This is an attack against brown people around the world. So of course this is right up his alley. However, it's interesting that this is the same Assad regime that has been attacking its own people for a number of years. That this civil war has been raging in this country, and the number of deaths have been skyrocketing. And even at this point, Assad believes that either nobody was paying attention because of all the activity happening here in the United States, which is, I guess, was a reasonable assumption, or the world wasn't watching, or there wasn't anybody in the world anymore that was going to do anything about it, that was going to mention it or do anything about it. The difference I think now, this particular instance, the Trump administration acted unilaterally. They didn't spend time building a coalition, getting information out amongst a whole bunch of people, letting everybody know what they were doing. It seems like just after a few hours, after finding out and watching what happened, I mean, there is news that the U.S. military watched some of these attacks on radar earlier this week, and that's why they knew, or they have surmised what military base, what air base these attacks started from, and thought that they would attack that military base. And they were aiming primarily at fuel depots there and warehouse facilities, as opposed to trying to kill a lot of people. This was not an attack, an anti-personnel attack. This was an attack to destroy resources, and maybe even some of the weapons if they could. So that's what this was all about. So the idea that that somehow we have declared war against Syria, that we're in a war against Syria, is going to be used, but it's not true. But because the left will continue to ignore the fact that even after our military actions in Iraq, President Barack Obama opened up another front in Afghanistan, which even the Soviet Union saw was a lost cause in Afghanistan and got the hell out of there. So this is going to be as things progress on, it's going to be very, very interesting, and I'm sure that on the 11 o'clock news, and of course all the morning programs, the Today Show, of course MSNBC, Good Morning America, the CBS morning news, will all have all this will have an anti-Trump, anti-Rex Tillerson, anti-General Mattis spin. But the fact of the matter is that these attacks were seen by the entire world. And the other side of the spin is, now this is what's interesting, the other side of the spin would have been, had Trump not done anything at all, not even really, if he had said, like he said a couple days ago, you know what, this Assad is part of the landscape, is part of our reality. The spin was, well, of course he's going to say that because he and Putin are best buddies. And of course, all the connections with Russia, and but that didn't happen. Now, it's also interesting that Russia said, "Hey, listen, we don't have an unconditional support for Syria and Assad. It's not unconditional," which kind of gave the green light, in a way, for Tillerson and Mattis and Trump to strike this military base in this limited fashion. It's one of those sort of like in baseball where you brush the batter back, you know, you give him a, you know, you give him a little chin music up by his face, right? A little chin music right by his face, brushing back off the bag a little bit. This attack, it seems like it's being characterized as that. This is not some devastating shock and awe sort of attack to end the regime. This is not some sort of shock and awe attempt like was attempted against Saddam Hussein. This is not what this is. This is a very limited, very surgical strike against a very limited, very surgical target. Completely different. This is not boots on the ground. These Tomahawk cruise missiles were fired from ships into Syria. They were not dropped from airplanes. Although Syria has now cut off all of their airspace to any sort of American aircraft, obviously, these weapons were fired from ships as far as we know here on Late Night with Willie. They were fired from ships. Let's see if we can, two warships in the Mediterranean Sea fired the 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles at the target. Again, that's what it was about there. So this was not some sort of, again, shock and awe barrage on the country of Syria. This was a very strategic, surgical strike against the military base, where U.S. intelligence believes that the attack, the chemical attack on Syrian people by Bashar al-Assad, was started earlier this week. Well, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back with more of Late Night with Willie. We got to talk about missiles. We also got to talk about nuclear options in the Senate and Neil Gorsuch, and how that's going to work out. It seems like by this time tomorrow, there'll be a ninth Supreme Court justice who will be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. We'll be back right after these messages.
Innovation, inspiration, and imagination. Three important characteristics that are important in any business, but especially in real estate, when you're looking for your forever home. And when that home is a new home, there are very, very many things that must go right. The financing must be on point. The furnishings must be on point. The location and neighborhood must be on point. And if you need someone to get that right the first time, you have to go to my friend Gary Knight at New Homes of Tampa Bay. That's New Homes of Tampa Bay. You can reach him on the web at www.newhomestpa.com. If you're looking for innovation through technology, inspiration and imagination through hard work, www.newhomestpa.com. There's no reason to wait for a special occasion to send flowers. No reason to wait until you miss a birthday or an anniversary or Valentine's Day to send flowers. All you have to do is get a hold of my friend Christine at Blooming Days Flower Shop, www.bloomingdays.com. That's www.bloomingdays.com. And tell her that you want to send the very best, that you care enough to send the very best. One of FTD's top florists in all of the United States, always in the top 100 of flower shops in the United States. That's Blooming Days Flower Shop, www.bloomingdays.com. Forget calling 1-800-something, www.bloomingdays.com. It's great to have partners, but it's even better when one of your partners is one of the finest urban conservatives in America. That's my friend Kevin Batts. Kevin Batts
of Red River Chronicle TV. Red River Chronicle TV is taking the internet by storm with fabulous production, amazing commentary, and incredible insight. Red River TV is the thing that we'll all be watching in 2017. They are the people, Kevin and his wife Janelle, are the voices that are going to make the difference in urban America in 2017. So get in on the ground floor. Go to www.redriverchronicle.com and subscribe to Red River TV today. All right, we just heard about the missiles being dropped on a military base in Syria. There are other bombs going off all over the world, and some of the bombs that were going off were happening right there in the U.S. Senate today. When, quite frankly, and I'll be dead honest with you, I didn't think they had it in them. I mentioned this on my morning show. I didn't think that the Republican Senate Republicans had the testicular fortitude to do what they did. I just didn't think they had it in them. I gotta give Mitch McConnell, as much as I'm not a Mitch McConnell fan, I've got to give Mitch McConnell his props. Because what the Republicans in the Senate did, they invoked the constitutional option. The constitutional option is the option that everyone else is calling the nuclear option. It's not, there's nothing nuclear about it. It wasn't invented by George Bush, wasn't invented by Mitch McConnell, wasn't invented by Ted Cruz or anything. Actually, it was used by Democrats to push back the filibustering of federal judges and the like. During the Barack Obama administration and back in 2013. And it's just, ladies and gentlemen, it's just a rule change. Now, it could be a far-reaching rule change, but it's just a rule change. It's not a law. Although it's called a constitutional option, it doesn't have anything to do with the Constitution. It's just a change in the rules that the Senate operates by, which they suspend all the time. If you watch any C-SPAN, somebody's always there in the pit asking for a suspension of the rules to do something so they can do something expeditiously. That's what this is. This is preventing a filibuster by Democrats down partisan lines, and it allows Neil Gorsuch to be confirmed. So it is my belief by 11:38 tomorrow night there'll be a new Supreme Court justice. There'll be nine, as long as Ginsburg doesn't kick the bucket by then, get drunk, and have to be carted off the jail. But there'll be nine justices again, and one of them will be a brand new associate justice, Neil Gorsuch, who was a judge in the 10th Circuit out of Denver, Colorado, I believe. Yes, I believe that is correct. Wow, off the top of my head, that's pretty doggone good, ain't it? I'm telling you, I'm about to get good at this. I tell my students, hey, I'm about to get good at this any moment. In the next 5 minutes, you're going to see me really just get really good, really, really good at this. Neil Gorsuch is looking like he is going to be confirmed tomorrow. There needs to be, by rule, 30 hours of debate, and there will be 30 hours of debate, and it will be split up 15 and 15. And, of course, Democrats know that there's no reason for a filibuster, because this will simply be by a majority vote. 51 gets it done. They already have, the Republicans already have the 51 votes. You know what's interesting about this? And something that I was wondering about, and I got an email, because I'm still on the email list for GrassFire.com. I did some work for them. I worked with them for a while. Eric Odom and the folks at GrassFire. And the email was, what is John McCain thinking? What is up with John McCain? You know John McCain, who ran for president in 2008 against Barack Obama, who was the war hero, who was a captured prisoner not once but twice in Vietnam. You know that guy? What the hell has happened to John McCain? Has John McCain lost his ever-loving mind? Now, John McCain came out spouting all the Democrat talking points 2 days ago, every single one, that this was going to be a dark day for American democracy if this nuclear, and I hate that phrase, I'll use it because he used it, option is invoked. It's going to be a dark day, and that Republicans would rue the day. And that in itself isn't so off base. I think that we have to understand. I think that you and I and all of all the constituency, all of us out here in the peanut gallery, have to understand that got done today, and it can be undone by rule. But because it's already been done, there is nothing stopping Democrats from doing the very same thing the next time there is an opening on the Supreme Court. And then they could put in, by a simple majority vote, somebody crazy like Dianne Feinstein or anybody, some real ridiculous leftist, progressive, radical. There's nothing that could really stop them. So the floodgates have been opened. And we have to understand that we can't, I mean, if we're going to be grown up about it, we can't bitch and moan and whine when the tables are turned. I still think it was the right thing to do. I do. I still believe that this is the right thing to do. But it could have repercussions down the line. Just like Barack Obama said, elections have consequences. And to Democrats now and people on the left who are crying and whining about this decision, about what happened in the U.S. Senate today, understand that elections have consequences, and this is one of those consequences. If you had simply done your damn work and not allowed Donald Trump to be elected, then you wouldn't be talking about this. Then Hillary Clinton would have nominated someone for the Supreme Court justice position left open by the death of Antonin Scalia. However, that wasn't the case. And you knew, it wasn't like you didn't know, you knew that that was going to be one of the things that was on his docket. How do you know that? Because he said so. As a matter of fact, he sort of boldly and brashly put out a list of people that he would nominate. Now, yes, part of that was political to get the support of conservatives. But to his credit, one of the people that was very high on the list of most conservatives, and you know, and everybody else really, was Neil Gorsuch. And so when it came time to actually submit a name, the submission of Neil Gorsuch's name didn't raise an eye, really, in conservative ranks, because conservatives said, you know what, we believe that he judges conservatively, but there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee. You know what? Republicans thought the same thing about John Roberts. Well, until the Affordable Care Act, and until the Defense of Marriage Act, right? So there's no guarantee. There's absolutely, positively no guarantee how these things are going to work out. However, this particular battle, I believe that Republicans had to win. Or they weren't going to win any battles. And if they don't win any battles, what that means is that they can't put forth their agenda, or any agenda, any legislative agenda. Then we're just stuck with a sort of Barack Obama level of leadership, leadership by executive order, by executive fiat. And we've already spent 3 years with a de facto king because of the lack of ability to act legislatively because of partisanship. Right? So it was important that they win this battle. And now we can get sort of get back to normal. So we'll see how that all works. Now, there are still Democrats, frankly, who are pissed and who are butthurt about the Senate Judiciary Committee not taking up the name of the Obama nominee. And they had already said that they would do everything in their power. Everything in their power. Harry Reid said this on the way out the door. They would do everything in their power to ensure that a Republican nominee would not get to the floor. And they have tried everything. However, they failed. They have failed. By this time tomorrow, by 11:45 tomorrow night, Friday night, we're going to go into this weekend with a new Supreme Court justice, and that will be Associate Justice Neil Gorsuch, former federal judge from the 10th Circuit out of Denver, Colorado. So I think, a very, very interesting play as we move forward. Let's take a little break. Thank you again for coming to Late Night with Willie. We'll be back right after these messages.
From the war front to the streets of our nation's capital, men of faith, Dr. Michael Jones, the underground professor, and Kenneth McClinton, the exceptional conservative, bring both constitutional gravitas and spiritual perspective on today's issues to the most influential Christian urban talk show, 9:05 p.m. Eastern, Thursdays. It's a new day on New Day, Black and Red.
The best late night conservative talk show in America, Black Kids Radio. And listen, there are no people better on the air to give you the best in conservative talk than Sackhead Sean and Sackhead Clint. We're working on the immigration papers for a certain other guy who happens to work here, too. For those who are tuning in around the world to the best in late night conservative talk, Sackhead's Radio.
Tark, 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 dude. Tark, 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 dude.
Radio.
Tark, 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 dude. Tark, 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 dude.
Radio.
The best late-night conservative talk show in America. In America.
In America.
And in this web was a large, I'm pretty sure it was the biggest spider I've ever seen.
Information is crucial when you're looking to purchase a new home. With so many choices of communities and options, choosing the right one for you and your family can be a daunting task. That's why you need to go to New Homes of Tampa Bay right now, www.newhomestpa.com, and get the information you need. Learn how people save thousands of dollars when purchasing new homes. Buy like the pros. New Homes, Tampa Bay, www.newhomestpa.com. It's all the rage to call and order flowers from 1-800-WHATEVER or go online and order them from some nameless, faceless person on the other end. I'm saying you should do something different. You should, before doing that, call my friends at Blooming Days Flower Shop, located right here in Tampa, Florida at 11618 North Florida Avenue, 33612. Christine and her staff don't look at just the order. They look at the customer. They look at your occasion. They consider the entire person, the entire occasion, before making decisions about design and price. You're more than just a customer. You're a friend. Call our friends at Blooming Days Flower Shop toll free at 1-800-330-3297. 1-800-330-3297. Local 813-971-5947. 813-971-5947. You can reach them on the web at www.bloomingdays.com. Astrid Gilberto and Stan Getz with Girl From Ipanema. They were married at the time. One of my favorite tunes. The other bumper music is from BD Lenz. BD Lenz. BDLENZ.com. If you want to get some of that music, BD Lenz. BDLENZ.com. Go there. Get the music. Everything you've heard tonight from BD Lenz is from his 9th album called Manifesto. So go ahead and do that now. Why? Because you'll like it and it's cool and it's the right thing to do. Again, we talk on Late Night with Willie about adult stuff in an adult manner. It is silly to talk about this stuff like we're kids. It's silly to sugarcoat some of this stuff. So we have to talk about it in a real way. Just like we're sitting around at your house in a living room. At 11 o'clock at night, we're going to turn off the TV news, and we're going to talk about some of these issues. One of these issues, again, you might have heard if you heard the beginning of the program, or if you've been around at all today. The United States, two warships from the United States up from the Mediterranean Sea fired 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles at a military base in Syria. Today, in reaction to Bashar Assad's use of chemical weapons against his own people early in the week, and the death toll from that chemical attack is in the hundreds, and it seems to cause this horrific humanitarian crisis that the world saw. So it was interesting that President Trump acted unilaterally here a lot, and I think that that's what's going to be the left's biggest problem, is that we didn't get together all our friends and neighbors, especially the friends and neighbors in the region. The problem with that, in my opinion, is that we don't have any friends other than Israel in the region, and Israel has got their damn hands full just trying to, just trying to exist. And I'm sure that Israel will come alongside, but they're probably not the best in this particular instance to come alongside. It has got to be some of the countries, some of the majority Muslim countries in that area, Islamic countries, to come on board to say, yes, what Assad is doing is horrific, and we cannot, we won't support it. To the point where they participate in sanctions, obviously. There needs to be non-military actions that take place alongside any other military actions. I'm not of the mind that we're going to wake up tomorrow morning and find that anything else has happened militarily. This strike, which will be probably characterized as a major strike, was exactly the opposite. It was 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles at a very specific site. It was a surgical strike, and a strike not designed to bring down the regime, except, I mean, any more than to send a message, like a brush back pitch to a batter in a baseball game to get him back off the plate a little bit. A little chin music, you know what I'm saying? A little chin music right there, a little chin music, brushing back off the plate. Not anything more than that. Not anything to bring down the regime, but to send send a message to Assad that the United States, even unilaterally, is not going to put up with such such madness. And I think it's going to be interesting in the next few days, next weeks or so, to see what other nations come alongside the United States to condemn these actions and to write the check, so to speak, write the check militarily to assure Assad that these actions will not be tolerated. The world will not tolerate these actions of you using chemical weapons against your own people, even in this civil war. And this is one of those things where a lot of the libertarians, a lot of conservatives, are saying this is really as horrific as it is. And I've seen this post on Facebook already, as horrific as it is. And just because we can see it on TV or on Twitter or on Facebook Live or YouTube, this isn't any of our business. We don't have any business interfering in this particular conflict. This is a civil war in Syria. This doesn't have anything to do with us. And I get that point. But there, but you know what? Our reality was that there is no way at all that this was going to happen this week. This chemical weapons attack on the people of Syria by Bashar Assad, and that anybody was going to let Trump to say, hey, this ain't none of our business. Because then the spin would have been, look, Assad is killing black and brown people, and of course, Putin's buddy, Trump's not doing anything about it. Now, the spin otherwise is going to be exactly what I just said before. It's going to be, golly, look at how easily Trump pulled the trigger on all the brown people in Syria. And you know that you're going to hear that tomorrow. And if you don't, and again, if you don't believe me, once you hear it, do me a favor. Send me an email at wls860@gmail.com and say, you know, with the subject heading, Willie, you were right, comma, because you're always right. Willie, you were right, comma, because you're always right. And that's your W-O-U apostrophe R-E. Your, a contraction of you are. Let's go ahead and get all of that stuff right. This is what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to get out of here a little early. We're going to shut the show down at midnight. We had a technical difficulty that made us screw up about 20 minutes. Because we're going to be on tomorrow, at 9:05, and obviously we'll talk more about this attack on the military base by the U.S. military, and the fallout. We'll have a lot more audio from the president and, of course, people around the world. So tune in to our morning show tomorrow on the Exceptional Conservative Network. If you go to www.fightbackmedia.com, there's two links there. There's a link to Late Night with Willie and the Willie Lawson Show. Click the Willie Lawson Show, and that'll take you to our morning program. A lot of talk about what's actually happening, and you will want to be there to hear it. Again, we're going to have a lot of clips from those that are involved, and make sure that you are kept up to date as much as we can with everything happening in Syria and what's happening with the presidency and the military. So again, tune in to the Willie Lawson Show tomorrow morning at 9:05 on the Essential Conservative Network. All right, we got to get out of here. Thanks so much for coming to Late Night with Willie. Until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. We'll see you when we see you.